Turn it over on the Mizbar.
The etzem was broken. Okay, the etzem is broken,
and it comes out.
If the R and the boss cover the majority of the bone, mutter. The mlav also. The kamaruba, what's called roiv. Okay, the Amar Papa, we require both. Rashi towards the bottom. Rashi says. We have over here the case of Rav Avyoy. What is called Rav Avyoy? Rav Avyoy Yeshalo Yatsa. See the Rashi towards the bottom? We see it's like right underneath the Likudi Rashi. Rav Avyoy?
Yeah.
Rashi Yeshalo Yatsa Rav Avyoy HaShabiru L'chutz. When it says Rav Avyoy means the majority of the thickness of the bone did not leave the vicinity of the body. Only a small minority is revealed. So Rav Avyoy means it's a revelation. So Rav Avyoy basically means the thickness of the bone. It's a very hard Rashi with this example. So you also Rav Avyoy Rashi L'chutz Elamiut Chalalu Etzem Nigla. Only a meat is revealed, but most of the bone is covered. Okay, next Rashi Rav Kefai Avyoy Shal Etzem Loi Malav Loi Loi.
First of all, it for sure punctures the skin. The skin. Right.
Hold on one second. Let's read the Rashi. Next Rav Kefai Avyoy Shal Etzem Loi Malav Loi Loi. We couldn't kill it for the thickness of the bone. All we care is right hekef ha-basar. The majority of the circumference of the basar shesviv ha-etzem ala sheva kayim afilu neba chalalu etzem the yotzer ha-negev katan kosh. Even if it went out of a little teeny hole, it doesn't matter.
Is this the machlekes between?
Between
Rabbi Eichanan
and what he said.
You mean it is always right. The Dimi Rabbi Eichanan, but the question.
Exactly what did he say? Kiyos Rav Dimi Amiyachnan Amiyachnan Avya. All says in the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan made the statement. The Rabbanan said the statement in order to be treved has to be Rav. Rav. What's called Rav? So Machlek. What does he say? Kiyos Rav Dimi Amiyachnan Rav Avya. V'yamlo. Some say he did not say Rav. He's Rav Kefai. What's the chilek between Rav Avya and Rav Kefai? So Rashi says Avya means the thickness of the bone, and Kefai means the circumference, even if the bone escaped. Very small area. V'im Rav Hakev writes himself a shir megula. I feel kivna. Belita shreish hashvir letzad b'basa kaiyim b'harei kol chalal asim nixav harei. I feel treifek. And now we need both. Pabit says v'im Rav Hakev every nixed and has to be covered. B'shul yatzar Rav Chalal derech neke b'basa shrei Rav Hakev b'basa shal hashaver kaiyim. Okay. Now only way to understand this. The daf yomi shreya with our bringing. Let's look at the picture book. Okay, you got the picture book.
Yes. Where is
picture book? It says of nishma etzem page tof ayin hey. Tof ayin hey, tof ayin hey. Nishbaho etzem. I'm going to be Rav Lomal Nakuva. No, that's the wrong Gemara.
That's the wrong Gemara.
Turn the page. Next Gemara, we're in the wrong page. I involve base vayta. Here it is. Here's the Gemara. Tanabana page. Tof ayin vav.
Right.
Okay. Tanabana nishba on the top of the page. Nishbaho etzem. The yasluchutz im or basar.
Right.
If the R and the Basra and it's Ruba Mutvim Lavosa Kama Kios Ravdim Yochlan Rav Avyoy. Rashi. Vos means Rav Avyoy the thickness. Rashi Rav Avyoy Shlo Yatsa Rav Avyoy Hashvi Luchutz. Look at the bone. You see the bone, you see that the majority of the bone is still inside the leg. Only a mute has come outside of the bone.
Avyoy. I mean
the thickness of the bone itself.
It means the thickness of the bone itself
right.
is
inside.
In.
Inside.
Why
inside.
Why do you say it's inside?
Look at
the picture.
I
don't see it inside. What do you mean inside?
Where is inside? Inside is what picture are you on? Tough eye involved. I can't see
right.
Inside over here.
You have a broken bone, right? So this is inside. This is also inside?
The same picture over here? What's going on? Different picture. He changed the picture.
Which one is later? Probably yours
Ooh,
is later.
He changed the picture. This is unreal. He changed the picture. Oh, yeah, it's published. Both from the house? Changed the picture. Tavshnayin Aleph. Tavshnayin Zayin.
Which one?
Older.
Yours is older?
Yeah. Change the picture. Unbelievable. Okay, it's the same idea, but in this picture, look at the bone. I don't know why.
So I'm saying here is a this is the broken bone, right? So this is inside. Clearly, it's inside the leg.
Right. And so is this.
This is inside. Called inside because you look at this line here. Which part is broken? They're both broken.
They're both broken. It's right. a break. What kind of question is that?
So what does that mean? Right of your
the most of the bone is inside. Look at the bone. Okay. The whole bone is inside.
Okay.
Now look at the next picture. That's Rav Avyei.
Right.
Now the Amrila page Tuf Ayin Zayin.
Right.
The Amrila Rav Hekeifa Rashi. Avyei shalats him loymalav. We couldn't care less about the Avyei of the bone. Loymalav loymoyrit. El Rav Hekeifa Bosa Shavu Etzim Ala Keshever Kayim. You need to have. That's why that picture is better than my picture. You see, you need to have. You don't do that. This is a much better picture because you don't really. I don't know what you try to do. Avyei Rav Hekeifa. He shows you the arrows. You have the arrows, same picture. Oh, it's a different picture also. Unbelievable. Change all the pictures. It's a very sure gemara, obviously. Obviously, it's a loymal loymarid.
This doesn't matter.
Everything is inside. We couldn't care less.
Right, but...
The point over here is this is a little bit. The majority of the basar... I guess in contrast to this. That's why you change the pictures around. There's a whole different diagram over here. Whole different change diagram. In this example, look at this example over here.
Right.
There's no hekif. Garnished. Look at the bone, the crack. Look at the crack.
Right.
The crack, there's nothing being marked the crack. Zero. According to this opinion, this would be treif. Because in this picture, you don't have hekif. What's hekif? The severance. Look where the bone is cut. The bone is cut. Is there anything covering the bone?
No.
No. On this bone, anything covering the bone?
No.
Try
both
finish,
sides.
Finish, garnish. What's the only that counts as making a kosher? According to this man, the Yamar,
right.
Who demands Rav Hekeifa.
This thing is covered.
Oh, it's covered.
So.
And it's the meat. This most.
Meat meaning what? The meat of this and this?
No,
or the meat of
guess,
what?
I guess what it means, meat is, again, I'm assuming that means that you take the area of this shever, and you're in this shever, and you add it together. And you're looking, if one bone is cut, it's completely covered, and a teeny bit of the second shever is covered, a small amount is covered, it's good enough. Now, according to this amount of Omar, that you need to have Rav Hekeifa, this would be treif off the bat. Because this is no hekif, zero hekif. According to this amount of Omar that says that you have to have Rav Avyei, this is for sure good. For sure good, because the Avyei of both this and this is inside. You've got no problem whatsoever.
And you mean it would be bad if this thing is sticking out?
That
would
be no gath of roif. He holds his machmer. He holds that this case is going to be. He holds that this man on the holds that this would be treif, because you don't have here roif hekefer.
Right.
Okay. Very good. Now what is this? Roif hekefer b'asam shesav etzem al shel kayim. So you see over here, afilu netach chalav etzem yos derech netav katan kosher. Even if it left the body, it's kosher. What is over here? Afilu netach.
That's no, right.
Even if the halal etzem, the hollow space of the bone, be yotza, you see, this is what the bone used to be. The bone is now gone inside. The bone is not in the correct location. See, it's funny colored. It used
so
to.
So, which
be
is dislocated? This or this? Which one is dislocated? This part or this part?
They're both dislocated. I can't even tell.
Yeah.
In Roy, heck of a boss of shab etzem halal. Even if the bone is no longer in its correct location, he's saying that you need to have Rav Hekeifa, even if the bone, not in the original location of the hekif,
right.
Even if it's in a different than the original location,
right.
Of the hekif, it's also going to be kosher. Afilu netach halal ha'etzem yos derech hanekef, even if the halal, the severance of the bone, has turned around, it's no longer its location, the yotza has left. Derech negev katan has escaped through some type of hole. It's not so clear what he means. Kosher. Okay, that's the aside. Okay, Sveidina. We're
now on Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis. Okay, we just did a little shtil sugya, and now up to Amula. Up to now, it's a continuation.
Okay.
Don't worry about Amula. Amar Yochanan. That's a continuation. Just said before. Yeah, Machlek is
there. Amula.
If I involve in the base, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines from the bottom.
4, 5, 6, 7.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Moshe Rabbeinu today is now two days old. Right. Amula. Amar Biyachna, so Na'ula now says, he's coming to be Marich, and we just learned more. Or Harayu Kabasa, we just learned above that you have to have Roiv Hekif. We're now following in the sheet of the Mandama that says you need to have Roiv Hekif. Kerry Bishol Zev, what it means over here is
a
bone cracked. A bone cracked in the leg. Just because the bone cracked, it's still kosher.
Doesn't matter which bone?
We're talking about this bone, the Akuva. We're talking about the second bone.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, above the Tzemes Agidim.
Okay.
Right above the Tzemes Agidim, cracked. So it says we learned that the bone cracks.
That's like above the knee, yeah.
Above the knee, correct. Above the first knee. There are two knees. Above the first knee.
A human being also has two...
No. You have the ankle. The man has a person has the ankle, but the animal also seems to have an ankle. I don't know the
equivalent. Okay.
I'm not exactly sure. Yeah. Over here is the bone.
So if it's cracked, yeah.
The bone cracks. So we just learned one law before. When the bone cracks, so it does. If it cracks, there's a condition. If the bone is still covered.
Yeah, with basar.
It's still covered with basar, roiv, basar, yeah. Roiv. It's
cracked. When you say roiv basar, where it's cracked?
Oh, so then the Gemara had a machlekes.
Yeah.
What does it mean, roiv basar? Does it mean roiv ovyoi or roiv hekefai?
The thickness or a kefa means what does a kefa mean?
Circumference.
Oh, okay.
So that we go into the picture. That's a whole different story.
Wow.
So let's not continue. We're off. The Gemara now says that according to the second mando Omar, you have to have roiv hekefa. Roiv hekefa. Let's work with that. It really truly works in both opinions.
Isn't it really the same as the thickness?
No.
You
have to look at the
thickness
picture.
Okay.
You have to go to the picture to understand there. Yeah. Right now, all we know now is you have to have the majority. Now, the Gemara Long Kongo says...
Oh, this is the Gemara that I missed. Okay, I see it.
Majority. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, what about the R? Let's say you don't have the majority of Basa, but let's say the R has taken its place.
The hide.
Shlomi, you okay with this?
Yes.
Okay, one second. The hide is over the basar.
Yes, the hide is taking the place of the basar. The basar.
How's the basar? There's no. And
the basar was removed. The way the injury came about.
I got it. It was removed.
The basar came out.
The hide is still there.
But the hide is still there. So do we say that the basar has the same status as the basar? So Amar leather, Harayuki basar. And when we said above, according to each of the two respective opinions, you have to have roiv or roiv ovyoi.
Same with
roiv
applied by kefai,
the or is equivalent to the basar. That's all we need to know.
Yeah.
We learned above you have to have at least the majority.
They would also agree that the or
that
takes
the or
place
is
of the basar.
Same status.
Equivalent to basar. Okay.
If you don't have basar, but you have or and
okay.
you have roiv,
mm-hmm.
either roiv ovyoi or roiv kefai,
yeah,
or machlokes
okay.
is good.
Amalei
of Nachmala Ula, really? That's Taka Vitaka Emes. So you said Leima Mar or Mitzvah Lebas. Now he means over here is to say, I disagree with you. I disagree because I hold that it's not so. I hold what you're saying over here is very misleading. From your statement implies that or is mamish equal to basar.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree. No such thing. Or it cannot replace basar.
The
most it can do is it can be considered 50% of basar.
So Rav Nachman was talking with respect to Ula. Vlema Mar,
he's coming
to
disagree.
To him.
Yes. Vlema Mar, let Mar state.
Ula,
now, this
he means
is, this
Ula.
Is, right, it's a respectful way of saying to him, I disagree with you.
So he's talking like to a third party. Okay, whatever, yeah.
Exactly.
Vlema
Mar,
it should be Mistar.
Or Mitzar basar, meaning that why? It has to be 50-50, why the or basar katani? Because it says in the Brisa, it says Tanav go we go back all the way up to Neshba etzem v'yatzal chutz in or ubasar. Okay, it said in the Brisa when we learned that we started.
Where's
the
this Brisa by the way? I'm sorry.
Tanav on two lines up. What we started with today. Okay, we started today with Tanav on.
You're talking about Neshba etzem v'yatzal chutz now.
Yeah. That's
Nishwa
what we started.
Neshba etzem v'yatzal chutz. Yeah.
V'yatzal chutz. What is the next word? It's an or ubasar. There are two words, or basar. So long
comes. That's been or the basar means.
So it means 50-50. So he's undivided. How dare you say that or that basar or is equal? It means or.
I'm sorry.
Or
it says it says it's fractured. The yatsa and it goes out. What do you mean goes out?
We did before you came. We spent a lot of time on that.
I'm sorry.
We bring the picture.
It becomes this. The how do you call
bone,
it? Dislocated.
The bone is dislocated. Correct.
Oh,
the bone is yatsa lechutz. It's yatsa lechutz.
But it doesn't mean it's dislodged, okay.
It is. I mean, it's... Look, take a picture. The bone is broken. You see the bone is broken?
Yeah.
Okay, that's called the bone is broken. And it's yatsa lechutz. It's coming outside. It's It's not in the leg.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying.
Okay, it's Yatsa Luchot. So what do we learn? We learn that if you have a majority of or Ubas that covers it, okay, and explains different opinions of what that means.
So he's saying good. It's very difficult, Ula, your statement.
But he's come and say that you don't have to have, when it says or Ubas, or you are translating it to mean or Ubas.
Yeah.
One or the other. Mm-hmm. He says, I disagree with you. It doesn't mean one or the other, it means together.
Right, because the
Brisa
is much like that.
Because it says in the Brisa. So I'm Ula, Amar, okay, we're on Daf, I involve Amid Beis, Amar Ula, it's now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom, Amar Biachman, or Hariyuki Basar, or is the same status as Basar. Amar Nachmul Ula, Vilema Mar, or Mitzdorf, I disagree. Your statement is misleading. It sounds like or is the same thing as Basar. It says in the Braisa two words. Which is mashma, you need at least 50% basar, 50% or.
Why not 51-49?
Because the two words are shakulim zelozet. It's there. It's two words.
Mitzvah usually means that mitzvah
right.
Means
at least 50-50. Look at the Rashi there. Rashi says velema or mitzvah basar luchumra. I disagree with you. Let's go back to the previous Rashi, the first wide line. Or haruka basar nital habasar mitachas or. Let's say there's no basar, zero. Okay, there's no basar. All you have is or. But or choyfes avyoy vekefay uncover avyoy vekefay. Right. What was the most masculine? We go like a papa. Now Papa came along and says the machloikis.
Yeah.
Is it roiv avyoi? Is it roiv hekefoi? What did Rav Papa paskin? Hilkach, you have to have both.
Ah.
Right? By the way, Rav Papa, throughout Gan Shas, he's always the one that does this. Rav Papa is always the big compromiser.
Oh.
Always.
Yeah?
Always. You find that always, yeah. Remember that every time you have Rav Papa, this one says this. This one says this. Let's be yaitze l'kayim divrei shneim. Who
right.
did that in modern times in halacha? He was a mamish, incredible innovator. His whole derech was like this.
Also like that.
Halacha l'mayis b'zman hazeh. No one else. None of the priests can. There's a whole sheet in halacha. Tremendous chiddush. The Mishnah Berura. Lot says yidei shneim. Until the look at all the other poskim, no one is interested in all the poskim in this principle of Lot says yidei shneim.
But this halacha is halacha.
What?
How can you
take one shita and that's it. You don't try in halacha to satisfy the whole world, all the different opinions. You take one shita.
But you see, there are mongos with that. You're Shmaya, Rabbeinu Tam.
Rabbeinu Tam?
No, Rabbeinu Tam's film. The Ramal says.
It's a whole story. Rabbeinu Tam tells a ganze mais, a ganze toy, where Rabbeinu Tam is a whole.
But you see, it's
a
machlaikas. Someone is right here.
The derech klal, until the Mishnah Berura, you do not find amongst the poskim an approach in halacha of an attempt of Lot Seisi Deish.
There's a Google from Rav Papa. You don't like Kabbalah.
The Chavetz Chaim's mahalach in halacha is to do things in order to be Lot Seisi Deish. Tremendous. It's a different approach to halacha.
Okay.
Right. Rav Papa did this all the time. Always lots of station. Right.
Rav
Papa says.
Rami Rav Papa.
Right. That's one of the reasons why we give him cover by Yisir.
Oh, yeah?
Because since he's Koil Ganshas, he's Mechavi, the Talmidicham. If you want to be a Pesach, you can get rid of Hef Shas. I don't hold like Beshamai. I don't like Beshillel. I don't hold like Rabbi Loza. I don't hold like Rabbi Yeshua. You'll get rid of half a shas. Rav Papa was mechavev every word of Torah. Beshamai, beshillel. Ah! Nimrenu l'tarvayu! Memelo, you make a seam, it's got to be bedavka, where you invite Rav Papa to the seam and his children.
Acknowledge everybody.
You want to acknowledge the God, he's the koilel, he's the ma'asef l'chol ha'machanos.
Yeah.
Rav Papa is the ma'asef l'chol ha'machanos. Memelo, that's why Rav my Papa, Achoy my Papa, Rav my Papa, Rochesh Rav Papa,
these are all
Papa,
the sons of Rav Papa.
The sons, these are all
these
the sons.
These are the sons of Rav Papa.
The 10 sons of Rav Papa. The 10 sons of Rav Papa. Our Kineged is not joking now. There's a lot of Torah. The Asher Ben Haman. There's a lot of Torah on this.
What? No, you're joking.
No, I'm not joking.
You're saying Haman?
Yes. The Zelu Mazeh. Yes. Yes, a lot of beautiful Torah of the Aseres Mechaman Luumas, the Aseres B'nai Papa. Yes.
They both learned in B'nai Brak.
Yes.
By the way, maybe after the shiur, tell me what it's where it's quoted. I like to.
Yes, a big Torah on this. Beautiful Torah on this.
Okay.
Now, no more distractions. Get back to serious stuff. No more distractions. Joseph, No more distractions.
Yeah.
Only when it's in the Gemara.
Right.
No more distractions. No yeshkoyach. Right. He says, Harry Kabas. And what does Rashi say this means? Zero basar. Zero. Not even a sliver. Just R. Along comes Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says no. I disagree with you. No way, Jose. You can't go say zero basar. You got to have at least 50-50. Rashi. L'chumra. I disagree. D'liboy chetzi arve chetzi basar. Okay? No such thing as having no basar. Vaita. Now, how do I know? It's a right, because it says in the Bible, or basar katani. Amalei, anan, or, guess what? We have a different gear,
so he replied.
He replied, we have a different gear, or basar tonena. A different, under the gear, under the gear, right. A different shulchan aruch.
Either one.
Okay, right. Igdem, some say, new gemara, now gemara, we're starting that all over the gemara, all over again. Igdem, some say, or mitstore filibasa, gewaldic. He starts off l'chumra. 50-50. Or mashlim lebasa lechamra. Murdik. 50-50 is not enough. In this girsa, we're starting a step, a notch up. How can you go tell me 50-50 is sufficient? You have to have a majority. Mashlim, look at Rashi. You see what's going on over here in this Gemara? In this girsa, we're going to move. We're pushing one notch up. Amalei. I don't know what you're talking about. I know a Maiseraf. Stories are the best. Okay, stories. It's all in the story. I know Ayodana. There's a Maiseraf who the
goes. So this is a separate thing.
So he's telling him, I don't want to hear what you're telling me. I have a Maiseraf.
Who's saying this? Ula
saying, yeah, you're telling me that you have to have the majority of Basar. Okay. I disagree.
Uh-huh.
And my proof that I am correct comes from a beautiful mice. What's the mice? I know of the Yadana, a bird, a pigeon. Tavi be Rabbi Yitzchak. There are mitzvah lebasachah. There was 50-50. Okay, not the majority. V'yosl kamid Rabbi Yochanan v'achshon Rabbi Yochanan pasn. It's kosher. So what do we see? We see 50-50 is good enough. So how can you tell me you have to have a majority of basar when there was a maiserav and it was 50? It was majority and it was only 50-50.
Bay Rabbi Yitzchak means the house of Rabbi Yitzchak.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Amalei. So he said, what kind of rye is that?
Rav Nachman says it.
He says that's from a bird. We're discussing gasois.
Uh-huh.
We're discussing animals. We're discussing dakos, animals. Amalei bar goizola kamed bar goizola drachen shani yirai takirai. When it comes to a bird, if the bird breaks the bone on the leg,
yeah,
and then you want to say it's kosher, you know what? You can be makel. Even if you have 50-50 covering the bone, good enough.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're dealing with an animal is very tough, very severe. It's hard. Animal, in order for it to be kosher, you have to have roiv basar. And the R can be mitzdareif. Good? Are we okay with this?
Could you repeat?
Bar goizel, can you bring me a rye from a story from a bird?
Bar goizel,
the reason why the bird we will makel, we said 50-50, was because the bird is rach. A bird is soft.
So what do you mean through chachas shana? Bar goizel,
it's soft. A bird is a lightweight creature.
Then again, the rachin, and therefore,
you can be makel. If it breaks a bone and the bone is covered by 50% basar, 50% R, it's good enough.
Whereas
an animal, you have to have the majority to be covered by basar. Majority.
Because it's hard.
And therefore, when it's hard, Rashi says that the skin, can the skin be substituted as basar?
Can the bone regenerate if there's only skin?
The skin of a basar, of a behemoth, is hard.
Right.
It does not resemble the basar.
Right.
It's a different min, under the min. Mele, you can't view it to be a chelik of the basar. Be'etzem, you need basar. In order to go hold of the animal, is not a treifa, you have to have basar. I only have 50% basar. Is it good enough? Well, buy a bird if you have 50% basar and you have R, yeah. So the R is ki'ilu, it's basar. Because the R of a bird is soft. And the softness of the R allows it to be viewed b'di'eved as basar.
Whereas
a behemoth, the R is hard. It's hard. So the or cannot be viewed b'diavad as basar. In order for it to be healed, you have to have basar. In order for the break of the bone to be considered covered,
it's no raya from here.
Not a raya from a bird.
So now we're talking about behemoth guys. We're not talking about the getting that whether it's hard or not.
No, we're talking about this halacha of a bone breaks.
No, I understand.
You need basar to cover the break.
Right.
And we have a problem. We have a machlekes. How much basar when you have a chunk?
Right. So behemoth has to be the majority.
In this version, the majority.
Why? Because the art is very hard.
And you cannot use. 50% is not sufficient with R, because R of a behemoth is hard, and it cannot be mitzdarev to basar. You need, in order for the bone to
heal.
What's
the logic behind it? Because it
heals when you have. It's like a bandage. It's a healing. The bone broke. Right.
Yeah.
The bone broke.
Right.
Is this going to cause the animal to die?
Potentially.
Well, it depends. If it's a break. But it's still covered very tightly with a thick layer of basar, then the animal's not going to die. Because it's protected. It's protected from the outside world. But if it doesn't have a thick layer of basar, then the elements is going to get into the bones.
It's going to die. I got it.
A bird has soft leather. It's soft. So the softness of the leather...
By the way, he doesn't say soft leather. He said the gittin rachim.
No, look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi, bar goizola, shenishbara ragloi, derachich oiroi. The last line on the page.
Yeah.
Derachich, what's soft? Oiroi.
Yeah.
The leather is soft.
I got it.
Okay? Vait, now we're going to the next Gemara, new Gemara. We have to a new Gemara, brand new Gemara. Okay, new Gemara. Hanu gidin derachin adasa kamid rava.
Oh, sorry, I got confused. Okay,
new Gemara. They were gidin the sinews. Okay, the gidin derachin the asa kamid rava amarava lemay necheshlu. They were soft. Now, what is the problem? Now, these the gidin we want to go say the noise. There was a bone that was a continuation. I'm apologizing. The bones broke, and it was covered by basa, but the basa was only 50%. And now it's not good enough.
With the Gidin.
Oh, but they were Gidin.
You're talking about the behemoth gasa.
Yes. Yeah. And you need Roy Basar, according to this man, the Yama.
Yeah.
But the Basar was only 50%. But if you'll be mitzvah, the Gidin, the sinews, then you'll have more than Roy's. Very good. So therefore, he's passing. That's the Rabbah. I'm Rabbah, my Nechashav. It's good, it's kosher. Why should we say that it should be treif? You see, is there a pesak halach? Some of Musa Haskell is that when you paskin, the first thing you say is mutter. When someone asks you a shaila, you start out.
So why should be
aser? Where are you starting from? You go to a rav right away. You have a shaila, it's aser. Let me see if I can find for you a heter.
Innocent of proving guilty.
Exactly. You have a shaila in halacha. You start out. It's mutter. Why should it be aser? L'mayn eicheshla. You see how he's starting out?
Yeah.
He's coming with the shayla. It's only 50% basar. And the other part is the gidin. So what's the... So right away you have a dilemma. Do we say the gidin are part of the basar? Right away it's the mutter.
I'm sorry. Where's the gidin located?
Right on top of it.
Right on the basar.
Here was the bone broke. And when the bone broke, it was covered by basar. And the basar, right on top of that basar, but part of the basar was taken away, was dislodged.
Right.
And we have to have 100% of a covering.
Right.
And we want to be mitzvah the gidin.
Right.
The gidin to be mitzvah
exactly
to the basar. Right on top of that piece of basar.
Oh, I see.
We're dealing over here by
the basar was removed, but the gidin is still there.
Yes. No. Right. 50% of the basar was removed.
Yeah.
And the gidin coming to supplement. Mm-hmm. So what is halacha?
That the broken leg over there is not a problem. The
Kulvia
was the problem, not the middle one.
Well, that was the Machlaikis of the Gemara. That was the
yesterday's
daf. That was the big Machlaikis.
Right.
That was the whole sugya of the
Gemara. We're going to the Sanhedrin.
Wherever it is. We're right now in these pictures showing in the middle.
On that sheet that helped.
Because the Gidin. Where the Gidin? Where the Gidin really go?
Above the front, the
we learned this whole Machlaikis. The Gidin goes all the way up. The whole length.
That's not the Pollock. Then the first bone is no problem.
The very bottom bone. Well, right,
one.
That's right. That's for sure, right.
So
that's right.
Talking about bone number
well,
two.
Right. Correct. So here we are over here, mice. Gidin derach nevzal gamed rav. Amalei rav l'mayin lech. Shlachal one derav yochan gidin shesoyf l'hak shoyz. So number one, gidin, the sinews. Shesoyf l'hak shoyz. Ninin alein the Pesach. Now, This is the shaila when it comes to Karm Pesach.
What is chada? The chada is going on the previous.
Chada, no. Why should it be chayish? It should be mutter. Chada. Reason number one.
Oh, he's explaining now.
Explaining now. Number one is Zemar Yochanan. What's the halacha when it comes to Karm Pesach? Everyone has to get a kazayis. If you want to be part of the chabura, the chavura, to be part of the Karm Pesach, everyone in the group has to be able to eat a kazayis of basar. Let's say the kazayis of basar you're going to be eating is going to be, they map out the animal, is going to be the gidin, is going to be the sinews, the tendons. Is that called basar? To be yoitze,
achilas Pesach. What about it has bones? Bones also.
You're not allowed to break the bones. We're not dealing with the bones. Bones are eating.
No,
definitely not. Definitely not.
Now the Gemara is clearing about the Gidden.
The Gidden, exactly.
But who's going to eat the Gidden?
Whoever wants. Edible. Well, yes, it is edible. On a tender animal that's the current Pesach is less than a year old. Mm-hmm. Less than a year old. So at this moment in time, it's delicious. It's tender. It's not hard. But when the animal matures and it gets old, it's going to be rock hard.
Right.
And it's not called basar. Right. So here's the shaila. Mm-hmm. Can you be part of a Karm Pesach when your chelek will be the gidin? And even though right now the gidin are edible, but soifon lahakshois.
We don't care what's going to happen now. What's going to happen then? What's now?
This is Vasher Husham. This is a Yishmol case. This is achila. This achila right now, is it edible or not?
Yeah, but maybe
when it comes to din of Karm Pesach Kodshim, you have to look al shem soifai. What will be the end result when it comes to these gidin? That's the dilemma.
Okay.
So what is the halacha? What is the bottom line? It's mutter, like you said, basher husham.
So with Pesach, you have to take attendance.
What do you take attendance?
Attendance. You could take attendance.
Pun.
Okay, very good. You got to write these down. Every night you got one of these. Right. You got to write these down. These are good stuff.
Dear Rabbi Yochanan,
you have to remember it.
On the side,
no one will ever listen to these tapes. I guarantee you that. Zion on the side is Sachin, though. That's the wrong Zion. The Zion over here is Maimini. Sham Tur Shuchnoch. No, he does pass him, it seems.
That's a letter.
Zion. This is not a Shin Rambam. This is not a Shin Rambam. This is Shir in the Daf Yomi. Diyam Rabbi Yochanan Gidin Shesov Lahakshois Nimnin Alein BePesach. Okay, so you can be counted in the Chabura. Now, the Oid number two, number reason. Torah Chos Alman Shal Yisrael. Now, what does the Torah? What do you mean Torah Chos Alman Shal Yisrael? What does that mean? It's a funny zach. I don't really know what the rationale is here.
They got the discussion.
What it means?
The Velt discussion? Because if it's mutter, it's mutter. It's also.
What's the main dust? Yeah. Okay, so let's leave for now. Whatever that means,
the base of Manuga. That's the famous case.
Before the coin goes inside. Atarda Chas, Al Mayim Shal Yishol, what exactly is trying to say, I do not know, but it means it's another reason why you're going to be matir. Because if you're not going to be matir, you're going to have to go buy another animal.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to go buy another animal because this guy is not going to be able to serve the Karm Pesach because there's not enough meat for him. We don't want you to spend more than you have to. The male, this itself is a svara to say why we have a dilemma. We have a suffix, we're going to be matir.
I can be starved again because otherwise it won't be enough.
You have to buy another animal. You want to go pay for another animal? It's not enough to pay you only $30 a pound for matzah?
So there's only two reasons. Okay.
Two reasons. How could you start out over here with this Gemara? We start out. The guy comes to us, a shaila, and we have over here a bone, an animal. It broke its bone, and it's covered by basar, and the basar only 50%. And we have over here a shtickel, gidin. We want to be mistar. So right away, what do you say? L'mayin echushla. What do you have? A shayla? How can you talk like that? There's a shita that holds that it's an isur d'oraisa. How can you say this?
Is it the raisa that.
Amalai Papa, the same Papa that said, Amalai Papa, the Rabba. I have a Shimon Lakish. There's a shita Shimon Lakish. Where is this? This is not Al Gemara. Where Mesechta Pesach was Mesechta Pesach. Shimon Lakish, what does he say? He says that, can you eat? Can you be mitzvotev to a Karm Pesach based on the Gidin?
No.
Obviously, also the Gidin are not called Basar. Mm. Therefore, if it's not going to be Basar, then it's not going to be Basar.
He argues with his problem.
Rabbi Yosef Lokesh, are you Sudra Isa?
If you think about it, since by the Karm Pesach, the reason why you cannot.
It's not called Basar?
Right now it's Basar, but since eventually it's going to become
not
same thing over here, by the covering, Right now.
Even though right now it's soft. Also,
but eventually it's going to become hard.
Same exact thing. V'yisudra'ezim, v'yad armen, my lecho shloch. Ishtik, he was silent. He was silent. Who was silent? Rabba was silent. Why was he silent? Rabba was silent. Rabba himself, right? The oyst aleph on the side says the gears should be Rabba. Sech lama Rabba, fine Rabba.
This is not one of them.
Only Paskin like him in three cases. What are the three cases? And Rashi brings the three cases. I don't know what the three cases are. Rashi just mentions them. The three cases are Kenyan Vusula, but Kenyan Paris. Number one is Kenyan Paris, Kenyan Aguf. It's Kenyan Paris, Kenyan Aguf. The answer is yes. Number two is Achilles Muberes. Is it a good Chalitza?
No.
And the baby dies. Umatana beEmsa. Okay, the sugya of a shchimirah,
and he's a loshen Yerusha, not a loshen Matana.
Oh, gvaldik, unbelievable! All these are three sugyas, and only in these three we paskin.
So that means we don't paskin this.
The nail of Shimon is out.
That the Gidin are not mitzarif.
The nail given are mitzarif.
Right.
I mean, begin is basar. Gidin are basar.
Yes.
Yeah. If it's basar, so of course the mine
echosh
law. What's the shaila? The Gemara says no.
One second. Not. So therefore, he kept quiet.
So they should have kept quiet.
He should not have kept quiet.
The Gemara says,
you know why this was? No, he got so upset. It was because we know here that in the Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan is Shcholik. Rabbi Yochanan, he retracted. Even though we only pass like Rabbi Shimon Lakish in three cases, that's where he's all alone. Oh, we don't get that till later on.
But who would retract? Rabbi Yochanan?
Rabbi Yochanan retracted. Rabbi Yochanan holds that when it comes to Karim Pesach, you cannot be mitzarev to eat the Gidin. If you have a Karim Pesach, this year, remember, don't eat the Gidin. You're not your Yitzhak Karim Pesach. Rabbi Yochanan says this. He had Charata.
So that means he holds like
Rabbi Shlokish. He holds Shlokish.
The Alia?
There's no Alia. I remember the al they gave me from the best al.
Yeah, from you to Bim Seirim.
That means that you're not. That means you're a guy.
So hold on
a second. That's a famous thing, right?
You tricked him.
I don't understand it. So why did he keep quiet then?
What? That's exactly the Gemara. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Amayishtek.
So what's the
four
answer?
Lines? The Gemara says the Amalei. The Gemara gives an answer. No, wait. The answer is Al Takni Teni Beloshen Yochid Ani Shoyne Oisa. So the answer is, the reason why he was quiet was because, don't anger me, I learned it, b'loshon yochid ani shayin oisa, meaning that, look at Rashi, Ramasa, the long Rashi over here, the Amal Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Reitev, the Tony Minei, or Haroi Shal Egil Harach, you have or Haroi Shal Egil Harach, Mao Shi Yitamek, and this is going down into a Naya Sugya. There's another Sugya. There are a total of three Sugyas. We only touched upon two so far. The etzem that breaks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we learned the halacha mesechta psachim about a Karim Pesach.
Yeah.
Now we have another sugya. The sugya of tuma. What's the sugya? Here we go. Is the only thing that's metame in an animal within the vela is the bosar. But the or of a nevela is the metame? Is the R metame?
No.
The R itself.
If you flay it.
You take the skin off. What?
Why you patch it
about this? About this. You take it off. Is the R of an animal metame when you flay it, when you remove from the animal? No.
That's why you buy shoes.
Oh, but that's only R that's hard. What about soft R? R, haroi shel egel rach, the R of the roi shel egel rach, maushi tame, v'amolei, enei metame. Why is it not matame? Here's the key we need to Gemara.
Wait a second. This one says the art is not matame. It's talking about when it's hard.
Yes.
But if it's soft,
that's a shy. That's a dilemma. Now, let's say you have an R because if it's soft, it's called basar. It's not called R. It's called basar. But let's say you have a leather.
So he says here, have a kabbalah to mosaichla.
Let's say you have basar. You have an R hard. Now it's soft.
Yeah.
But if the animal would have grown to maturation, it would have been hard. Mamish the sugya. I was sugya. So if I the gemara mina arvayish arshali rachamalish tami v'amalei ainim etame. Why not? Hoyel v'sevel hakshes v'amar lei. Harei shanino we have learned the elu sharasem kibasaran or harosha we learned in the brayso, but how can you say that? But it says the elu sharasem kibasaran. We don't look at the future of what will happen to this or if the animal will remain alive.
And one of the things that we do now look into the future is the Or HaRosh Al Egel HaRach. Now here's the key words. Omar Lay. So he said back to him, Rabbi Yochanan said back to Rish Lakish, Al takni teni, but don't ask me a kash from that braisa. Shebeloshon yochid ani shoyne oisa kiloimar. Stop sign. Okay? What does these words mean? Yechidahi. That halacha that says the elu she'oyro yisem ki besaron, that we look at it now and we don't look at it into the future, that is a das yochid. Das yochid. But regularly, we do look into the future.
For example, the government can't pay
on everything. So therefore, everything we look into the future, what's going to be? If we look into the future, what is going to be, then it's going to be hard. If it's going to be hard, then it's not called or. It's not called, and it's not. And when it comes to Karban Pesach, you cannot be mitzdarif. And when it comes to the case of the bone that breaks, when the bone breaks, we're going to say that the or cannot count as bus because the gidin cannot count as bus, except for because it will eventually turn hard.
Except for the or, that is.
No, all of these examples are eventually going to turn hard.
So what's the din by ours?
So he's saying that's a das yachid. We don't look at it the way it is now. We look into the future. And since in the future will turn hard, so it's not called basar. Even today it's not called basar. So therefore it's not going to be called basar. So now we understand why he was taka quiet. Rabbi Yochanan Taka was shlugged up.
Rabbi was quiet because
Rabbi Yochanan had charata.
So how do we know? In the first place to say that my
leichus. That's why he got him. That's why he was ishtik. He made a mistake to say it. Exactly, he made a mistake to say it because since indeed Rabbi Yochanan came around to see the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Lakish, and the Mela, it's not just Rish Lakish, it's a Taka, a Shita.
So the rubber kept quiet.
He was slugged up.
Why did he slug up?
He was slugged up. The reason why he was quiet was because it was a Maisa. What was the Maisa?
We do look for Seifer.
Right. The Maisa was, go back to the beginning of the Gemara now. I'm on the base. The second to last line. Hanu Gidin the Rachin doesn't come to Rava. Right?
Yeah.
And what happened? I'm a Rava. And they asked, it's 50% Basar. And it's 50% Gidin.
There's no problem.
Gidin. So what? No, he didn't just say there's no problem. But he said words. What's the big deal? Of course it's kosher. Chada.
Rav is saying this, yeah?
Rav is saying this. Gidin shesov l'hakshoy is nimna lein bepeh. Zach v'yodach. I toy chos l'manim shal Yisrael. Oh, my papa Lerava. How can you talk like that?
Yeah.
You talk, my Nechashla. What about Rish Lakish? He says that we look at the future.
So why don't our papa say that Hadabe? Why do you start telling me about Rish Lakish? That should be his answer.
Say it again?
The papa should have said to him, the Hadabe.
The Hadabe. So
the Rabbi Yechon's Hadabe. What are you telling me the Shita of Rish Lakish?
The Shita of Rish Lakish. So
that's exactly the point.
The point over here is even if you disagree, the point is like this, a very delicate point. Good you disagree. You have a right to disagree. But don't use an expression of Lamai Nechushla. Since there's a Tana, an Amor and Rish Lakish, that says Klar, this is a Daraisa. Since
it's
someone,
it's Mutter.
I hold it's Mutter.
I feel like Rabbi Yochanan might be Rish Lakish.
The point is, don't talk like this.
Okay.
And they says, you got me. Yitacha got me. What do you get him? What do you mean you got you? Rish Lakish is out of the box. We don't pass him like him. He's an extremist.
One second. So whether Rabbi Yochanan says the Hakshais,
Rabbi Yochanan says this, no, he does not. He here said that we do not say Seif
Lahakshais.
He does not say Seif Lahakshais. We don't care about Lahak or the Seif.
One second. Rabbi says, why
it's mutter. It's mutter.
Why?
Because we don't care. We don't care. We don't care what's going to be in the future. We do not care about the future.
Rabbi Yochanan retracted.
Later on, he retracted.
So we're talking about when he
retracted. That's not the point. Right now, we don't even know about that. Right now, all we know is Rabbi Yochanan says that it's mutter. That's all he says. Why?
We don't look in the future.
And he said it with a nusach. L'may nechushla. Avada, it's mutter. So Rav Papa said to him, okay, it's mutter. Mask him.
it's mutter. I'll come to your house, it's mutter. This animal broke its leg and is mechubet by 50% basar and 50% gidin, it's mutter. I'll eat a meal by you. Mask him, I'll eat from the animal. But how can you talk like this? How can you say lemay nechashla? Even though you hold its mutter, where Shlokish holds that it's an iso de araisa. You only say a nusach lemay nechashla.
Iso de araisa that you can't be mistaken.
You cannot eat that meat. The animal's a treifa.
Why? Because the get eventually is going to be hard.
Yes. So even though you, Rabbi Yochanan, disagree.
I'm very confused. Rabbi Yochanan says
Rabbi Yochanan says that it's mutter.
Is
we don't care. We don't look at the future.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
we
right.
don't look at the okay, future. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan said it's mutter. Rabbi Papa
there
says.
Even going to Shazam Lahakshas, Im calls that it's mistar.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's mutter. So what was Rabbi Papa's problem? Rabbi Yochanan, Yashakoyach, you're paskening that it's mutter.
Yeah.
I'm coming over for dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm coming to eat from this animal.
But Rav Shlokish doesn't hold. Yeah,
but
yeah.
But my kasha is, how could you talk like this? The sprach, you pass that it's mutter. Yeah. When you pass that it's mutter, you have to say, I acknowledge there's a shita that holds that this shtick boss is an iser de oraisa.
Right.
I acknowledge. But yet, nevertheless, I yore lo oimka shel halacha, I hold that it's mutter.
Right.
I hold that it's mutter.
Right.
How can you think? You have to talk with their hearts. You have to be acknowledged the chomer hadover. A person that just off the hip, oh, no big deal, nothing. What do you mean nothing? Even if at the end of the day that it's mutter, acknowledge. So the what he answered back. You tell me you're a shlokish. You hear the kash of a shlokish? We're shlokish and extremist. He's not part of our machne. He's not part of our machne. So the Gemara says, but he is part of the Machis. Okay, we did the Gemara. Next, we did the Gemara.
Okay. Yeah.
So a second. So,
why did he keep quiet? Because he got him.
Who kept quiet? He got him.
Who kept quiet?
Rava get quiet. Rava, you got me. I made a mistake.
Okay.
I should have had more derech eretz. You got me. Now we go to Naya Sugya.
But he still follows the ruling of Rabbi Yochanan.
It's not even so pasha because Rabbi Yochanan had charata, so we do not have clarity to what degree the charata that he had in one sugya affects this sugya.
Mm-hmm.
It's not clear.
Okay.
Next sugya. Ahu nishba etzem there's a bone that broke. And the yatzal luchutz and it went luchutz. Now here in this case, everything we learned until now, when the bone breaks, no part of the bone has been removed. The entire specimen is present.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole sugi, the bone breaks. Shail is the roiv. Is a roiv. Roiv basar. Roiv basar. Is it roiv hekif? This basar is R. But the shail is. But the bone is fully intact. Now we're coming to a new sugi where the bone breaks and a shtickle piece of the bone that breaks, that they cracked, it broke off. It broke off and it went away. So ahu nishvayetzem yatzal luchutz de ishtekil. Kurtisa. Kurtisa means like a kurta, a small amount, a chip. Mine.
Mom was chipped off. Oh,
Ma'askam Rabbaya. So, Shaye Tlosser, you know what they do with the animal? They let the animal live for three regalim. Shalosh regalim. Shalosh
Pamash. That's what Rabbaya said.
So, they went to ask a question on the regal.
And it lived.
Where to find
out
about the regal?
Oh, the pass
where
the halach is. Let's see Rashi.
That's what
Rabbaya
answered.
Lishal halach to Ista Chamin.
He said they should go through three and the shows were gone.
He waited to ask the rabban. He waited there because the rabban.
Abaya?
Yes. So he's shy. This was a shy. Also come with the Abaya. Shy. Abaya waited to loss a wrigley. He waited to
he couldn't pass in on this.
Right. He wanted to pass. You know, he wanted to hear. He wanted to have the company. I guess over the shoulder shogun. People came to Yakakala. Yakikala, they came to go learn Torah and Hachon.
It's like different. Tivin Chacham came
to learn Torah in preparation for the regolim. And
we talk about an Eretz Yisrael. He was an
Eretz. No, in Chutz Li'aretz, in Bavel, Yakikala, before the Shalosh Regolim, they all got together to prepare for the Yom Tov. And they asked, let me wait for the Talmidei Chacham to come together in Yakikala. Okay. I'll have an opportunity to shluz. What are you talking about? Talking about Suvo. Oh, you took it in Torah.
Yeah.
The latest Shilas.
Yeah.
Right? So, Amalei Rahad Bar Masna, Zilkame Durava, Bred Rav Yisrael Chama, Dicharifa Sakini. Why don't you go and ask him? Go ask him. Who's waiting around?
Meaning, why do you have to wait for Shalosh Regalim when you can.
Right, I guess maybe this was during the Shalosh Regalim.
Okay.
He was waiting around. Go ask
him. Dicharifa Sakini.
He's an expression.
Oh,
like a knife.
He has a sharp knife.
He's a very sharp.
Also, come on, Michdin.
So
he passed Nishra, Nichdin, Nishra, Etzim, Yazel, Chutznan. Mali Nefal, Mali Yisei. It's no
Who's
difference.
Answering? He's answering that Rava.
The sharp one.
Rav Yosef, Rav Abreid, Rav Yosef Archama.
Yeah.
He passed it's mutter. Mutter, he passed it's no
the
difference.
Doesn't make any distinction.
Just because a piece of broke off, it makes no difference whatsoever. The mail, it's, as long as you have Roiv Hekif and Roiv.
So he's bringing a Roiv from that Mishnah, but it doesn't say it came off.
That's exactly the point. It does not say that it came
off. So therefore, if it came off.
So that was the question. Is it going to be different or not?
So was it okay?
He's come and said that since it's not an issue, does not make any mention of this fact in the Mishnah, Mamela, we can be
lenient. Oh, the ick is if it's Roiv.
Roiv Hekif.
Oh, I got it.
And Roiv.
So regardless if it came off or not, I got it.
That's relevant if it came off.
Yeah, I got it.
Nay Gemara, Amalei Amalei Rava, Nu Halacha, Nay Halacha. Mislakid Mahu. Misroises Mahu. Mismases Mahu.
What is that?
Rashi. All different examples of where we have all these. We have a picture of this book over here. A picture of all these funny cases. It basically means you don't have a natural roiv basar and roiv hekif, but you have to go and you have to manipulate. Yeah, you have to go and warp it. You know what warp is? You got to go and move it around. You got to be manipulated.
Uh-huh.
Look at the Rashi. Basar hanaisa. The remaining basar is lechasa saroiv ena yachat.
Mm.
It's not in one location.
It's
the one, you have a chunk of basar over here.
Yeah.
But if you were to move it and move it around, then it would be enough. Elakan ma'at v'kan ma'at savu etzim v'im titzarfeyu hari roi v'kefo nixse mishreis ismar shoya basar mirudad v'kolush. It was pressed. It was like compressed. The chayves shavu etzim mismasis basar hanishal l'kisu nika would rot away koydroi. So what do you do in all these cases? All these cases where you don't have anyone. Shani voice. So he says, "Oh, hey, chidam." The Gemara then goes on a side on a tangent. Hey, chidam, mismas. It's supposed to be liquefied. Amar Rav
Huna. The bus became liquefied.
It became like rotten.
Okay.
Rotten. Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Kol Shehar Roife Koydroi. It means that the basar got so soft, liquefied, that a doctor is able to go and puncture it. A doctor can take a knife and remove it. Normally, if
as a refuah he would carve it away, then
if it has a refuah,
but carving it away to heal the animal,
then that would make it better.
That's called decayed.
It's called decayed. If it's so decayed, where a doctor would remove it,
because it's like
you don't want it.
Or whatever,
it's dead. It's going to cause disease. So if it's so dead, then what is all that? That's called mismasis.
Therefore,
that's how Shaila. The Gemara does not have an answer. The Gemara leaves it hanging. There is no answer to this question. The Gemara leaves it hanging. No answer. No answer. Next, Shiloh. Nikav, now let's say there's a perforation in the basa.
Yeah.
Niklaf, now let's say it was peeled.
Yes.
Nistakma.
Or it was the
basa, there's a hole. So it's not. No. So what's the purpose of the basa? What's the tafkin of the basa? It's to protect it. It's to cover it. Maybe it'll bring healing to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But now that there's a perforation in the basar, it's not...
You have roiv.
It's not going to heal. It's not going to protect.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to protect. It's not going to heal. Niklaf mahu. There's this peel. It's not cleaving to the bone. Nistak mahu. There's a crack in it. Whatever, the different type of things. Nital shlisha tachta mahu. Roiv is there. A third is missing, but the third that's missing is the part that's not attached to the bone. It's similar to niklaf. Mahu tashma demula amav yochanan or harehu kibasar. What do we learn? This is what we started today.
Yeah.
We start or harehu kibasar, right? Or kibasar. So what did it say?
Oh, didn't we debunk that? R is so hard. It's
that was the machlokes. Rashi. Look at the first word line. Alma nidal shlisha tachta v'nishar ha'aru shnei shlisha oimdim koshkin dekasher. Madach, you can be missing 2/3 of the basar, half of the basar. So certainly if you're missing only a third of the basar, it should be good.
When do you see half of the basar, you can be.
That was what we learned. We started today's daf.
Yeah.
We started today's daf. We have oru basar according to the first man diyam. According to Ula held that if you have 50-50, it's good enough.
Mm.
That's how we started today.
Amar
Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, in the second version. 50-50 kibasar. The Gemara is not a raya. Dilma dikna mashcha didei. It's not a raya. What do we mean? What do we dikna mashcha rashi? Shah hechzik ha'ar b'shaloi kolaymar. Stop sign. Kolaymar. Ha'asam la benito ha'basam mitachtam. When it says there in the previous Gemara that 50-50 is going to be good, that's when the 50 of the basar is below. It's below. Here the 50... But over here it's in the suspended. In the lower portion, We are dovuk yofeh be'etzem achzira. So there's aura taka that's cleaving, even though taka the basar is missing, but the aura is cleaving to the bone.
Maybe that's why it's good.
But here there's nothing, there's a hollow space. So it's no good. Dilma dikna mashcha didei. What is the word dikna? Dikna means, I think it means to cleave. It cleaves, its skin is... I have dikna. The karna, what does it mean over there? How do you translate with the karna? To cleave, to
skin
adhere,
took hold of its own.
Took hold. Okay, it took hold. It cleaves. It adheres. It's
devukim dovuk. The atem
adveikam Hashem lokeichem. The alti yaz of ish. It's obviously the dovak beishtoi. Right? Shiduchim. Dikna mashkadei. Omar Ravashi ki avin be'ar. We'll listen to the Mishnah. The Mishnah. Omar Ravashi ki avin be'ar pape mi boil hu nikdar ki min tabas mahu. Let's say it's been nikdar. What does it mean nikdar?
Like
nikdar means a boss of besakim elashem v'igol ki min tabas. Okay, it's also, it means it's a hole. It's a hole.
It goes all the way around.
All the way around. Okay, nikdar, it's been cut. It's been severed. Abasa b'sakin, ma upashtinu mehot. What's the answer? If you're mesarta b'etzem, if it rubs.
One scratches the flesh with a bone and it regenerates.
And regenerates. Mal arucha. Aval parzla mizrav zarif. But iron causes it to become...
Only a bone should be used to scratch the flesh, but metal abrades the flesh.
So this, what does it say?
It aggravates the wound.
I mean, our Papa who dekanya gamma the day provided
only
that...
Only when the bone took hold of its own flesh.
So in other words, it's going to be good. It's going to be good in the case. It's going to be good. It's going to be good in this case.
It's going to
case.
Rejuvenate. Okay.
Is the guy to come today?
More of what I would have done at home. It's a guy to make the joke. I'm not going to be able to do that.